At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
It's the Burt Show.
Okay, going into the weekend here, Meg, does she want to be on The Voice Disguiser, Jeff?
Oh, no.
Want to ask?
I'm asking Tracy. I always feel weird because I always have to send things to Tracy and go, does she want VD? No VD necessary, according to Tracy.
No VD necessary.
Okay.
For you youngins listening, VD is venereal disease. It's the old school sexually transmitted disease.
Well, thanks for the explanation,
Mr. Dollar. Yeah,
let's lead right into this.
Here's Meg. Hey, Meg, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you today?
I'm okay.
What's going on? Because you're bordering on whining. What's up?
Well, okay. My parents have been divorced for, like, you know, 15 years, like everybody else's parents, right? And, you know, I mean, my dad cheated on my mom, and then she found out, and then they split up, and he always told my brother and I that, like, you know, we should always know that, like, how much he loved my mom and, like, you know, that he was never going to get over her. And, you know, so then he moved away, right? So he moved, he moved, like, to Maryland outside of D.C. And my brother told me, like, 5 years ago that he'd gotten married.
Your dad didn't
Your dad
tell
dad
you
got married.
That he got remarried?
Yeah, he got remarried to a woman like 5 years after he divorced my mom. But
your dad didn't tell you this. Your brother had to tell you.
Right. He's never told me.
Okay.
So that was, you know, a long time ago. And, you know, I mean, he's come to visit me, but he's never, ever invited me to come to his house in Maryland, which is, you know, I mean, that's kind of weird. And
have you ever asked to go up there?
I've hinted at it, you know, when I have I have a long weekend, like last weekend for Memorial Day, I was like, hey, you gonna have a barbecue? Like, you know, and he was just like, oh no, it's all work. Hmm. You know, and he didn't invite me. And,
you know, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. this weekend. Oh, well, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And never extended an invitation because you're so close, right?
Got to be hurtful.
Yeah. It is hurtful, right? I'm not crazy.
No,
so,
not yet.
You don't know yet.
Well, okay. So I found out his wife's name, and I've never met her, but I found her on Facebook.
Okay.
And, you know, she doesn't have her privacy settings up. And so I was able to look at all of her pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And in most of the pictures, there's this little girl. And, you know, she looks about 12 and... And she's, you know, she's really cute, and, like, I think she is probably my sister, right?
Your sister with your dad and this new woman?
Yeah.
Well, wait, how long has the dad and the new woman been together? I'm confused on timing.
Well, I mean, you know, okay, my theory is that he cheated on my mom with her.
Oh.
Jen, some people have sex outside of marriage. Not, I know it's not in your world, but some people do.
So you said I just wasn't putting it together. Right. I wasn't thinking that way.
I wasn't getting the math right either. Okay, so you think that your dad and this woman had the baby while he was still with your mom?
Yes.
I get that right?
Or or like, you know, as like things were getting divorced, you know, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
The girl looks like my dad, you know. She has like light blue eyes and dark hair like my dad.
So there's the timing is at least close enough to make it happened around the same time that your mom and dad were splitting. So if this was the girl that caused the split.
Yeah, and if this is the pregnancy, then I could see where he's trying to keep that from y'all finding out.
Sure. So did you contact the mother of this child, or what have you done up until this point?
No, of course not.
Nothing.
That would be weird. But no, I haven't done anything yet. And but this weekend I'm planning on driving to Maryland, and I'm just gonna go and I'm gonna knock on the door and be like, hey, surprise, and
trick or treat.
See if that girl's my sister, let's have a
little out-of-body experience here, okay? All right, just for a second. Let's pretend that you're here in the studio with the Burt Show, and somebody was calling up with the same details that you were giving us right now, that they sort of have not necessarily a fractured relationship with their father, but sort of there's some weirdness there, that he hasn't invited you up to the house and all that. You really haven't had any communication as far as this new sister goes.
You've never met his wife.
You've never met his wife. You haven't gone to his house. And she's just going to... Surprise! How do you think that's going to go over when the door opens?
Oh, man. I mean, I want to believe that it's going to be like, you know, all surprise. And then, like, you know, it's just going to fall into place and, like, be great. You don't think that's going to happen?
You have been out of touch with your father for a really long time. Like, it would be awkward if there was no potential stepsister. Like, half-sister. Like, you don't even know, I mean, you didn't even know his wife's name. Like, yeah, this is weird.
You went in on this 1-877-588-BERT, which is 2378.
I think it's natural that you want to get this done now because this is your emotion stuff, but this is family, and this is your family, and it takes work. And, I mean, if she is your sister, she's going to be your sister for the rest of both of y'all's lives. And the common denominator between you and her and this wife and everybody is your dad. And he's the one not communicating with you, and you don't know what he's communicating to his wife and his daughter. Because I do find it odd that you have never met his wife.
Are you 100% sure that his new wife even knows about you?
Mm.
I mean, I hadn't thought of that.
If the new wife is the woman that was the cause of the end of the marriage, then she definitely knows.
Well, yeah, because she was in the relationship, but we don't know.
But
any
we
of that.
Don't know. We don't I mean, know she, our list, you know, you're just speculating that may be the case, and I mean, it's a legitimate, you know, theory. But I think that your dad is the one who you need to confront personally without just showing up at the door in front of the family.
Rachel wants to help you out with this. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. You're on the Burt Show. What's up?
Well, I had a question. So if you go on Facebook and you look at all of her pictures, is your dad in any of those pictures? Because what if this isn't even the right woman?
Is there any chance that it's not the right woman?
No, I've seen him in some of the pictures.
He was mm-hmm. in some of the pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. Here is Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing, Burt Show?
Okay, man, how are you?
Well, I just wanted to let your caller know that it's not really her fault or her concern as far as why her father did that. It'd be shame, because I know my father, this was back in the late 90s, I found out that he had a whole different family, you know, besides the mom. I found out I had three other sisters after the fact, mm-hmm. and they were like arranged from ages 6, you know, 3 and 4. So, I mean, he could be ashamed as far as, letting her know in the fact that it might be a love child for another woman.
I'm surprised by the amount of calls that we're getting from people that have been in the exact same situation.
That happens
really?
Every time, and it's weird.
I mean, because this one seems so odd to me that there could be a 12-year-old sister that you have no idea about, but the phone lines are lit up with people saying
they're in the same
situation.
Wow.
Hey, Alexis, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. Alexis, what we have here is Meg, who wants to knock on the door of her father up in Maryland this weekend. She's never been to his house. He's sort of has hidden what's going on up in Maryland, but Meg thinks that she's got a 12-year-old half-sister, and she's just going to go up there to Maryland this weekend, knock on the door, and go, surprise, here I am. Isn't that the greatest?
Well, No, not at all.
No.
Don't do that. I've been in the same situation. I'm a 28-year-old woman. My father got married when I was, like, 19. I didn't find out till my grandmother died 3 years ago.
Wow.
And I have stepbrothers and sisters and nieces and nephews and all that. And I'm an only child. So it's like, wow, I have a whole family I didn't know about. You need to just confront him.
He was busy when he wasn't in touch with you.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I knew he lived with a woman. I've talked to the woman. But I didn't know they got married. I didn't know anything about that until my uncle was like, yeah, and his wife can't come to the wedding. I was like, his what?
Wow.
Yeah. And I actually know someone who, same situation, father had two different families. She tried to communicate with the sister that she learned she had from his second family, and the sister never got in touch with her. And the thing is, because you don't know what your father's telling this family about you. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I just keep saying, this is between you and your dad, period, not mm-hmm. anybody else.
I just mm-hmm. want to get a call from the other side before we wrap it up from somebody who thinks that she should go up there.
I do.
You do? Mm-hmm. All right. Hold on that for a sec. Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? I just think that it's not her fault, and she has nothing to do with that. So, personally, I think she should just show up, because I'd go and play dumb. I don't know anything about it. I just came to visit mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. And let him explain it, because that's his mess that he messed up.
And I completely agree. I mean, it's your dad. Why not just show up? I mean,
I kind of agree with that. Like, I don't know if I agree with that.
It's his explanation. It's what he's been telling her. You have no idea what he's telling her, so it's not really your fault to go and confront him.
Like, the reality is, I get the whole politics of it and everything, but that first sentence Wendy said, like, that's your dad. Like, you should be able to show up to your dad's house mm-hmm. and knock on your door. Just like, Bert, you could come home today and Myra could be at your house. She is allowed to do that.
I would go and knock on my dad's door, but I'm not exactly sure where he's living.
but just can't have expectations that it's going to all be right. hunky-dory right. once you get but there and you're going to sit down and sing Kumbaya.
But to what Wendy said...
yeah, just go up there and like, what? I'm so shocked.
Yeah, like
but that's what I'm saying. You can do that. Just know that right. you may not be welcome inside. It may not go very well. I mean, you can do that and act like you're none the wiser about the kid and the wife and everything mm-hmm. else, but just go in with low expectations, I would say.
Here's what you have to know. Like, you sometimes it's easier to react or act on a situation if you can eliminate some of the information that you know. So let's say he lives in Maryland, whatever city it is. I don't know any city other than Baltimore. So let's say he lives in Baltimore mm-hmm. and you find yourself in Baltimore. Look up his address and go to his house and pretend you don't know any other information.
Well, guess what? He may pretend he doesn't know you. I'm being serious.
Come on now.
No, I'm being serious. I agree with Jen. Well. You have got to mm-hmm. make sure your emotions are in check, because you don't know what's going to happen if you do that. And mm-hmm. if he mm-hmm. breaks your heart by pretending like he doesn't know you, I know it's an extreme, but it's a possibility, then you've got to be prepared for that.
Hey, man, mm-hmm. can you hold on a couple of minutes? Because now more calls are coming in from people that think you should absolutely go up there this weekend and knock on the door.
Huh.
Okay, yeah.
Can you hang out for a couple of minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on. All right, so you got Meg here, who wants to just drive up to Maryland this weekend and get some information about her dad and her dad's basically new family. Does she have a sister, a stepsister? Does she not? Just knock on the door and surprise everybody. More calls are coming in now from people saying, yeah, absolutely go up there.
Here, Bert Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.